Ever since Ricardo Olmi, one of the grandsons of the founders of Drury Coffee, introduced me to the Triple A BB Plantation Arabica bean from India at Coffee Culture in May 2012, I've been dreaming to get the chance to try that coffee again. And last week, when I went to the roastery and I had a tour on the roastery, Ricardo kindly produced a little bag of just that very coffee, the Triple A BB Plantation Arabica bean. And today I've pulled it through the R58 and I produced first a espresso shot for myself just to see if I've got the grind right and if it flows well. And actually, it did. So I pulled another shot immediately and made it into a latte. For Shirley, who's never tried that coffee, I've raved about it. Now, finally, I could introduce her to it as well. Shirley, what's your experience with the Triple A BB Plantation roasted by Michael, the master roaster of Drury?
Okay, well, first of all, I can taste the passion and the love, having listened to Michael. But as for the actual bean and the coffee experience I'm having at the moment, it just slips into the mouth very gently and velvety, and then it suddenly bursts into a bloom with beautiful, beautiful flavors and just a most amazing experience in the mouth. Lovely.
So, can you pinpoint a few of the flavors?
I wouldn't be able to give you a name. I just enjoy the experience, and I know what I like, and I know what doesn't necessarily suit my palate, and this definitely I like.
If you could compare it to the yellow Bourbon, which we've had yesterday,
It's
can
more
you?
gentle than the yellow Bourbon, but it's more lively. So,
They're both very smooth, right?
yes, oh, velvety, lovely. I think this is probably smoother than the yellow Bourbon.
Well, certainly, as the espresso that I had just now, it is gorgeous as well. And it's very difficult to remember back all these months ago. Does it taste the same or not? Also, it was a different time of the day. We're in the morning now. I had it in the afternoon. But it is still an amazing, amazing coffee. As Shirley said, it is extremely smooth. I mean, I'm having it as an espresso, neat, and it is so smooth, and it's got sweetness about it. It's got some very, very gentle, balanced acidity, and it just stays with you forever and ever. Not only in the mind, as it's been ingrained into my mind, but it's actually been ingrained onto my palate for something that I'm just adoring and could live off every day.